Camden Community Radio.
For more information and to volunteer, email info@ccradio.org.
This is What's On in Camden for the week beginning Sunday, the 29th of October. Now, if you're somebody who would like to know more about how to surf the internet, set up an email account, or use the Access Camden account, then you may be pleased to know that on Saturdays, from the 5th of November and running every other week after that, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m, there's an opportunity to learn computer skills and get individual support at Maiden Lane Community Centre. Now, the Community Centre is at 156 St. Paul's Crescent, NW19XZ. And that's just off Agar Grove by the 274 bus stop. You can call 020 7267 9586 for further information or visit the website www.maidenlanecommunitycentre.org. Camden People's Theatre is looking bright and energetic this week. You sip your drink, enjoying the sugary twang spike your tongue. The first notes of your favourite song wrap around your ears and propel you to the hive of dancers. There's a hum at a party. Glitter in the air. Invite in hand. Don't forget why you're here. It's about movement, love and care. Take a journey into the world of these black and yellow pollinators. We dance to celebrate. We dance to communicate. We dance to survive. A show filled with movement, glitter and friendship. As the party continues, questions of responsibility are raised. You can hear the buzz in the bass. Don't forget to hold the hand of a friend when the music stops and the party ends. The Bee Project is a piece of physical theatre presented by Laura Ryder and the company. It's on for just two nights, Tuesday 31st of October and Wednesday the 1st at 9 p.m. If you're feeling that the world is getting serious and feel that perhaps you ought to do so too, Camden People's Theatre is here to help. For the show is part of Shoot the Breeze, a fortnight of work addressing climate change and the environment. Tickets for individual shows are £12 or £10 for concessions. If you'd like to see two shows on one evening, you can do that for £16. Starting also on the 31st of October and presented by Camden People's Theatre is Fog Everywhere, a collaboration with Young Londoners and the Lung Biology Group at King's College to explore air pollution and its consequences and what we might do about it. From Thursday, the show is followed each evening by a panel discussion on the challenges posed by London air pollution as part of the Shoot the Breeze Festival. And from Saturday the 4th, you can go outdoors with Camden People's Theatre at 6 p.m. for a free guided tour of the Euston Passage along a route mapped out by scientists as a way to avoid the worst of the pollution along the Euston Road. Because you know the Euston Road is one of the most polluted parts of London. If all this eco-talk is making you nervous, then the perfect antidote is offered by Timbalina. This glittering, musical, story-filled rump of spectacularly unconventional, bearded, alt-drag proportions about reaching peak worry and overcoming eco-anxiety. Packaged in 8 original joyous songs of eco-woe, FFS is the hilarious true story of one bearded drag lady's escape from the tyranny of city life to the contradictions of what it really means to embrace a stoic and sustainable existence. Who better to offer empathy and compassion in a world that makes no sense than London's bearded alt-drag lady, Timbalina? Let the warmth wash over you and the healing begin as your hirsute hostess leads you to a women's institute, meets late-night psychedelic toke of folk wisdom, blues and rock and roll. Showing at 9 p.m. from Friday the 3rd to the 5th, it should fit nicely between strolling round Euston and a late night out. For more information on this or any of the other shows, visit cptheatre.co.uk or to book, call the box office on 020 7419 4841. And if you haven't been to the Camden Arts Centre for a while, an event on Wednesday the 1st of November that might whet your appetite. Artists Julian Stair, Eva Masterman and Jackson Sprague reflect on the aesthetic consideration of living and making. Masterman and Sprague discuss their recent residency in Japan, considering the influence of Japanese culture and traditional Japanese ceramics on contemporary artists working with clay. Tickets are £5. Camden Arts Centre is in Arkwright Road, NW3 6DG, and the nearest stations are at Finchley Road. On Monday the 30th of October, the Irish Literary Society hosts Writing Irish Gay Lives with the acclaimed writers Cherry Smith, Mary Dorsey, Jamie O'Neill and Barry McRae. As Ireland has gone from having one of the least sympathetic laws regarding homosexuality to a recent referendum in which 62% of the population voted in favour of same-sex marriage, how has this affected Irish lesbian and gay writers? Starting at 7:30pm at the Bloomsbury Hotel, 16 to 22 Great Russell Street, WC1 3NN. Tickets cost £10. Also continuing is the London Korean Film Festival 2017. It has multiple UK and international premieres with a special focus on Korean noir and including everything from indie firepower and cinema now to women's voices, classics revisited, Bai Chang Ho retrospective, documentaries, artist video, animations, mise-en-scene shorts, and a roster of very special guests in attendance. For more information, go to www.koreanfilm.co.uk. You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.